It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
We're doing it every Monday, 7 a.m. No bullshit. 30 minutes or less.
Eat bread, desserts, and just get all fat and sassy.
And we're helping small businesses and contractors be more profitable with better leads and better systems.
We'll do it live!
Cody Warren, an SES specialist at our company, Hook Agency. How you doing, Cody?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here.
Heck yeah. So today we're talking about what does an SEO company do? And I think it's confusing for a lot of people because there are SEO companies constantly trying to talk to them, either by calling them on the phone and being like, your Google My Business listing is wrong.
Spammy.
Or they email them and constantly and say, you need this, you need that, your website's slow, you're unoptimized, those kind of things. And usually these are snake oil salesman SEO. Yep. And what I'm really trying to get to the bottom of is, what is the difference between snake oil salesman SEO and a real SEO company?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. Like you said, I mean, depending on an individual's experience with an SEO company, they're going to have two totally different definitions for what they do. The snake oil salesman, life coach-esque SEO company is really going to be doing almost entirely consulting. They're going to be giving you an audit of things that you need to fix on your website, and maybe with very little explanation of what it actually is and why it's going to benefit you. They're going to be doing website structure analysis, content analysis, on-page analysis. They're going to give you a bunch of these things that are somewhat ambiguous as to what it's actually going to do
for you. So much analysis.
Yes.
Thank you for your analysis.
Yes, exactly. And you know, the funny thing is most of this, like the analysis they give you, you can get with free tools online. Like they don't actually do anything. It's really lazy. And truthfully, it's really shady. Stay away from SEO companies that do that. They're taking advantage of you and they're taking your money. What you need to find is an SEO company that's A, number one, going to take personal responsibility for the traffic that they get you, and ideally be able to attribute closed business to their marketing efforts. That's the gold standard that you should be looking for.
So I'm supposed to actually be able to attribute leads back to the effort that they gave me.
Okay. Absolutely.
I'm acting dumb here because I think, here's my thing is, we know a lot of companies that need what we do, but have had a bad experience with shitty SEO companies.
Totally.
So there's an element of, we kind of have to talk them through what it is in comparison, right? Yeah. So besides attributing leads back to their efforts, what else does a real SEO company do?
Yeah, so it really boils down to three main things. Content strategy, and that's not just sending like ways to optimize your content. It's actually creating content on behalf of that customer. And then follow that up with some link building activities. So we're going to be doing content outreach for you guys and really trying to direct as much link juice back into your already well-performing content. And finally, technical SEO. And it's not just sending a technical audit. It's actually saying, hey, here is the technical audit, and this is what we're going to be doing month over month to improve and make your website better. And it's an analysis of those three things, but it's also getting hands-on, taking out the work gloves, popping the hood on their website, and really making sure that it works well.
All right, so we're going to go through these things one by one and talk you through what they are, why a real SEO company needs to do this, and how to avoid snake oil salesman SEO companies that literally are gonna drain your bank account and not get you more leads. So you want more leads and you definitely don't wanna waste money. So listen to this whole thing. But if you wanna skip to the frosting, hookagency.com/SEO, and you can get a free SEO analysis. So this is definitely one of those things where a lot of companies charge for this stuff.
Yep.
A lot of companies will charge you $2,500, $5,000 for just an audit.
Yeah.
And we're giving it away for free. So hookagency.com/SEO and get that free audit/analysis. Like I said, the real SEO companies can give that away for free because they don't just do audits.
Yeah.
They don't just give you these things that you can get online for free, especially with us.
Yep.
But let's go through these things one by one. What does a real SEO company do? The first thing is keyword strategy. You mentioned that you know, we're doing this. What is keyword strategy?
Yeah, keyword strategy is really building a map for where you want your content to go and how you want it to perform. You know, we can write about any topic and you can make content that's just, it's good content, but it's not keyword optimized and there's no strategy behind it. Or you can step back, do some keyword research. We have several tools online that we use to figure out what are people searching exactly. And then we can cater the content that we create to rank for those keywords that are already performing well. We don't need to reinvent something. We can just kind of say, hey, we have something here that's working really well for what you're trying to find.
And I think of this as just kind of mining demand.
Yeah.
So as a business owner, you probably identified certain trends and surges in the market that you kind of ride like a wave because you see them. You see, you know, for instance, you know, and a lot of contractors are building smaller houses these days because the demand for smaller luxury homes has gone up, right? It's not just about size anymore. Sometimes it's about actually creating a really nice tight house that like essentially has really good layout and that kind of thing. That's a surge in the market. So figuring out how to cater to that has been good for a lot of businesses. This is the same thing just but for the internet.
Yeah.
We're figuring out where people are already searching and then catering to them.
100%.
100%. What is on-page SEO?
On-page SEO is really the meat and potatoes of what a good SEO agency should be doing. On-page SEO has everything to do with changing the title of your content to make sure it's keyword optimized, adding your keyword into the alt text on your images if you have those, even changing specific word structure inside of the copy to make sure that it's going to rank really well for certain keywords. And it's nothing that's overly invasive to the content. Sometimes it's just a few little tweaks that are very strategic and are going to make that page perform so much better on Google. And it's something every SEO agency should do. It's really just it's one of the easiest ways to get simple wins. So it's making sure you're making the meta titles and descriptions for a page that are keyword rich and putting the money-making keywords towards the beginning of that meta title. You really want to front load that guy.
So there's a lot of things that you can do that are just little tweaks for SEO, right?
Tons.
And an audit won't do those for you, right?
Not at all.
So what is content writing and why is it important to SEO?
Great question, Tim. Content writing. We kind of touched on it earlier with keyword strategy, but it's the actual creation of the content. And your writers don't necessarily have to be SEO specialists themselves. Sometimes someone who's actually good at writing paired with someone who knows SEO is a good way to go about it. I am not a good writer, but I do know SEO. So I get to work with some amazing writers and actually make their content perform better when they could already write content better than I could ever create myself. So ideally there's a new blog or landing page once a week that's coming out for websites. So content writers are creating content on a regular basis and it's already got a keyword focus that we're going for.
So what's a landing page?
So a landing page versus a blog post. A landing page is, on a website. It's usually targeted for something that either you might be selling, like a roofing service or a siding service. Whereas a blog post could even be about roofing or siding, but it's not necessarily a landing page where you're driving to maybe get a sale or have someone fill
out. So why even do that content then if it's not to get a sale?
That is a really good question.
If I'm a business owner, I might not even want to do that.
Yeah. We call it educating and endearing customers. There are people out there who may be your customer someday, they may not be your customer someday, but they have questions and you have answers that they need. And when you give them a very easy answer that is helpful, that helps them. That gives them a good feeling about you and your website. You assume a position of expertise in that spot. And
I do want to throw two other things out here real quick, just to complement what you're saying. Yeah. One is that Google also respects websites that have fresh content coming out regularly. So the other pages on your site are going to rank higher for your money-making keywords if you have fresh content going out regularly. And secondly, content marketing and putting that out through social and stuff like that too is a lovely way to drive people back to your website. And then actually one more note, which is we do think it's smart to kind of focus on your city and your region a little bit with this content, because that is one aspect of your niche, which is, you know, for local businesses, one aspect of their niche is their city and the surrounding cities. So touching on those topics more often than you might think, just to get to make sure it's people that are really actually could be customers of your business seeing this content.
Totally.
So what are backlinks and why are they crucial for getting higher on Google?
Yes, backlinks. They are kind of the magic sauce to making SEO really work. A backlink is simply a vote of confidence from another website to yours in Google's eyes. And what that does is if that link is contextual and looks very authentic, and especially—
So these are backlinks on my site?
These are backlinks from other credible websites to your either content or service pages.
Okay, cool. We do get that question, right? It's like, what does this mean? You know what I mean? So,
Yeah, totally.
So how do I figure out whether a website is credible? And then how do I get them to link to me?
Good question. So there are some tools online that you can use to measure whether or not a website is credible. We have the MozBar, which is going to give you the domain authority. Which
how do you spell that?
M-O-Z. Moz SEO. They have a MozBar that's going to let you check the domain authority, or we like to use Ahrefs. They give a domain rating, which is just a measurement of that website's backlinks and its credibility and how much, how powerful their links are going to be.
What we've noticed is just the Ahrefs tool just seems to have a little bit more accurate.
Yeah.
And it's also less volatile, because basically you need the rating or the number to be somewhat like stable, and the Moz one is a little less stable, but it's easier to get at because MozBar, MozBar is free.
Yep.
So it is a very quick way. And really what you just need is this site generally credible in Google's eyes? And this is not from Google, but it gives you an estimate of how credible it is.
Totally.
Why do SEO companies, real SEO companies, monitor analytics? And why is that important?
It's basically just a tracking of how you've been performing and what's working well. There's a lot of things a good SEO company will be doing on a regular basis to help you perform and rank higher on Google. But the only way that they are able to tell if their efforts are actually working is by looking at the analytics data and seeing, oh, hey, on this date, we did these activities previously and we're seeing an increase or a decrease. Let's either A, keep doing that, keep working, keep pushing in this area, or maybe pull back and allocate our efforts somewhere else.
And so usually people do this by the time they get to us, but if you haven't yet, you should install Google Analytics on your website so that when you do hire an SEO company or you do expend effort and time on doing your own SEO, which you can do. I suggest it for anyone that's under 500K in revenue. I think that people that are entrepreneurs sometimes underestimate the importance and the need for sweat. Mm-hmm. I just say sweat just means your own effort.
Yeah.
Right? Sweat equity, building that into the company. Yep. And I think a lot of companies need to do that. Sometimes people come to us early and they say, hey, can you do this for me? And I say, I didn't have a company to help me when I was just coming up. So what you need to do now is do some keyword research on your own company, figure out what people are searching in your area, start writing about that, install Google Analytics, and figure out some basic on-page SEO stuff. Now, people can get some quick wins, I believe, even if they don't hire an SEO company.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else do you want to cover here? What do you need to know if you were, let's say, hire an SEO company? How do you know if you need one?
It's a really good question. And determining whether or not you actually need an SEO company, that's something that you're going to need to decide. I mean, if you're willing to put in the extra 20 hours of work a week to really create content, make sure your website's performing well, and optimize the crap out of it. I mean, that's something that you can do and it'll save you a lot of money. But if you're tight on time and you really want to get leads off of Google.
And let's say your company's already making over $1 million.
Yeah. And your company's for sure making over $1 million in revenue. That's a good time to take a step back and be like, all right, I think we can grow our business by getting organic traffic on Google and closing business on our website from that. Maybe at that point you should say, hey, let's get some experts in here. maybe start the conversation with an SEO agency and just see what they're able to do for you.
And make sure you hire an SEO company that cares about getting more leads and basically is willing to track that for you.
Exactly.
And basically, I like the way we say it, which is just, if we're not getting any more leads in a year, then don't work with us. Yep. And we really do want these ongoing relationships. So we're on the hook, so to speak, for getting more leads. That's a really important piece to this. The first step is going to hookagency.com/SEO and getting a free analysis or talking to Cody.
Yeah.
Just talk to Cody.
Yep. Shoot me an email, cody@hookagency.com. I'd love to respond and answer any questions you got about SEO.
And our company's name is Hook Agency. We put on this podcast for small businesses and contractors. We're also going to be giving all kinds of tips every week, every Monday, related to marketing. Sometimes it's related to video. Sometimes it's related to SEO. Sometimes it's just related to like contractors and structure. We got somebody coming up that's going to be talking about managing your contracting business or small your small business, and how to, you know, get out of the work and into the management more. So there's a lot of topics that I think you might enjoy on this podcast every week, every Monday, 7 a.m. No bullshit, 30 minutes or less. It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me, Cody.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
And you can check us out at hookagency.com, Hook Agency all over social. And you guys have a great week. Bye.
Later.